Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where one of the great rituals that occurs in the United States all the time, several times a year, all across the country, is people being sworn in as naturalized citizens of this country. My mom, who was born in Germany, went through that ritual. All of my grandparents did. And that's a ritual that continues to animate American life. There are 44 million people here in this country, half of whom have become naturalized citizens who were born abroad. In other words, of all the immigrants in the United States today, all 14% of our population, more than half have become naturalized citizens. But to become a naturalized citizen, you have to take a test. And that citizenship just got tougher. You think you can pass it? No problem. If somebody does believe you can pass it, no problem. Give us a call and we'll test you. On air. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's also more talk about problems with citizenship in another country of the world where they just elected Adolf Hitler. Though this Adolf Hitler says he has no plans for world domination, at least he seems to have a better sense of humor. We will get to that story and to the progress of President Trump's run for 2024, which he's talking about all over the place. And he's planning to go to Georgia on the weekend. We'll also speak about that. Okay, first of all, the headline over the New York Times is immigrants face longer, tougher citizenship test. And that's true. The Trump administration is rolling out sweeping changes in the test immigrants must take to become U.S. citizens. Injecting hints, says the New York Times, of conservative philosophy and making the test harder for many learners of the English language. The new citizenship test that went into effect 2 days ago, that's December 1st, it's longer than before. That seems to me okay and appropriate. But it has applicants now required to answer 12 out of 20 questions correctly instead of 6 out of 10. Okay, you might say big deal. The original citizenship test, the one that has been in practice since 2008, gave you 100 sample questions that you had to prepare for. In other words, you knew in advance what kind of stuff they were going to ask you. They're asking you about the Constitution, about the history of the country, about American geography. And then this is not a kind of test where you do multiple choice. You don't say, okay, I'm going to mark this down. Because it's a test that's supposed to be given verbally. You're actually talking to an examiner. And that means you also get tested basically on whether you can handle English. And that was part of the purpose of the test. This is going to be tougher. And, okay, we have Misha in Colorado, from Colorado, who just called in. And he's ready to take a test on the new citizenship exam. And it's pretty interesting because there is one question particularly on the new citizenship exam that, well, let me try it with you. Misha, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I am.
Okay, great. The old exam had the... this question, and I'm sure you'll be able to get this question from the old exam. The old exam said, the idea of self-government is in the first three words of the United States Constitution. What are those first three words?
We the people.
You got it. Hooray for Misha. But here's the new question. You're supposed to say, this is the new question, they changed it. The okay. U.S. Constitution starts with the words, we the people. What does we the people mean?
We the people means that that as the citizens of the country that we vote for elected officials that represent us.
Okay, I think that would qualify, but you can see that this could be a confusing question. What the examiners have to look for is you have to mention terms like self-government, popular sovereignty, consent of the governed, or people should govern themselves.
Okay.
Example of but you were close enough, so you win on both counts.
Nice.
Yeah, let me try another one. I'll try one more with you, and you've already done very well. Misha, do you is your family from the former Soviet Union?
I was born in Russia.
Yeah, well, there you go. Probably born after the Soviet Union went away,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, in 1996.
Right. Well, good for you. By the way, some of the biggest patriots I know are Russian Americans and people who are here from Russia, and I'm very proud. My book, The 10 Big Lies About America, has been translated into Russian, which I don't speak
awesome.
At all.
Yeah, that's cool.
In any event, we'll try to send you a copy, as a matter of fact. You'll give your address to Jeremy off the line. Let me try one other question, which
okay.
is kind of... Okay, why does each state have two senators? That's in the new test. These are new questions.
Why does each state have two senators? Because...
Yeah, it's a ridiculous question. It's hard for anybody, I think. Go ahead. Keep trying.
I mean, I know that, you know, the U.S., the representatives, you know, I mean, like, you know, but I don't know about the senators. So every state has two senators and just two?
Yep. That's right. Again, what they're looking for in the answer is equal representation for small states.
Okay.
Or the Great Compromise. They want one of those two phrases. So pretty close. Misha, thanks for calling, and thanks for being a patriotic, naturalized citizen from Russia, and appreciate your participating in this exercise. Let me continue with a little bit more on these questions and why I think there is a lot of expectation that after the change in administration, they're going to withdraw some of these new questions. And frankly, they should, because some of the questions are just very, very tough. They're thought-provoking. But when you're talking about someone who has come here and has tried to prepare, how many native-born Americans could answer that kind of question automatically? For instance, these are some of the questions they ask. Name one thing the U.S. Constitution does. Okay? And the answer key for the one thing the U.S. Constitution does, well, we'll get back to that. We'll also try some other questions. But honest to goodness, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And don't make it worse. They have one question here where, honest to God, they provided the wrong answer. It's an answer that is wrong. It's not in the Constitution. And that is annoying. This is a very important thing for millions and millions of people. Again, in a country with almost 26 million naturalized U.S. citizens. sure this is important. We'll be getting to this and why that Georgia runoff is so important. And did Trump help his cause with his big speech, 46 minutes long yesterday? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, to find out about the whole history of the U.S. Constitution, the miracle of the U.S. Constitution, no better way to immerse yourself in that history, to prepare for a citizenship exam or anything else, just prepare for your life as an informed citizen, go to Medved History Store. And right now there is a special sale going on. It's a holiday sale. It's our biggest sale of the year. And you can get the entire history library, including our special 3 hours on how that Constitution happened, how we got the great Connecticut Compromise that led to the two senators for each state, regardless of the population of that state, why that's important, how it came to be, and how there was something miraculous that even the participants recognized at the time about the drafting and then ratification of the U.S. Constitution. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner. 60% off our complete history library. Right now, lowest price we've ever offered. 60% off. 25% off any download or CD of any of the other history programs. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for the special holiday sale at Medved History Store. I mentioned that one of the questions and answers on this new altered citizenship exam that you have to go through if you want to become a U.S. citizen is they ask you this. Who does a U.S. senator represent? And the old answer that you were supposed to give some form of, and again, this is an examiner who's speaking to you. Okay, Mr. Participant, who does a U.S. senator represent? And there were two answers that used to be okay, or some form of them. You could say a U.S. senator represents everybody in his state, or the people in their state, or all the people of their state. That would give you a right answer. If you gave that answer today with the change test, it would be wrong. Because you're supposed to say that the new answer would be the U.S. senator is supposed to represent the citizens of their state. Now, that is not true. That's not what the Constitution says. And this relates to that entire idea that President Trump has of not counting unauthorized immigrants, not counting illegal immigrants as part of the census. The problem is when the Constitution talks about apportionment, they talk about persons. And the legal tradition in the United States says that a U.S. senator represents all the persons of his state. And by the way, this goes beyond this issue of illegal immigrants, because there are, in the United States today, there are close to 20 million people who are living here as legal immigrants who are not yet citizens, who are in the process of naturalization, or maybe they're not. And that's one of the problems that I have with this entire thing to make the test harder. Is, in other words, if somebody is paying money, and it's real money, they've also increased the amount of money you pay to have your citizenship application processed. Jeremy, are you aware of this, how much it is now? It's been raised up to $1,700. Which is not nothing for people. Look, obviously, for the greatest honor in the world, which is to become a citizen of the greatest country in the world, sure, it's worth it. You should invest that money. But once somebody is willing to invest that money and to pay for all the papers and to go through all the paperwork, should you be faced with questions like this? Another new question. This is brand new. Why did the United States enter the Vietnam War? And there's only one answer that they authorize, which is to stop the spread of communism. Now, I think that's the right answer. I think that is why we did enter the Vietnam War. And but you can imagine another answer that would also be right, and that's the only answer that they're going to accept, to stop the spread of communism. One of the other reasons is you could say because we had a commitment to an ally, South Vietnam. It was to protect South Vietnam against aggression. That ought to be allowed as well. This entire dispute, it seems to me, is kind of sad and unnecessary. Critics said the new test could create even more backlogs in a system already plagued with delays. Eric Cohen, who is an executive director of the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, said it's a last-ditch effort on their way out the door for the administration to keep people from realizing their dreams of becoming citizens. There's no legal reason, no regulatory reason to do this, he said, noting that the citizenship test had remained unchanged for 12 years since 2008. They decided on their own they have to change it for political reasons. I don't know if it's political reasons, but President-elect Biden has the option of reversing the changes, though that likely could not occur, if it ever does, until several months into the new year. The current pass rate for the citizenship test, according to the board that administers it, is 91%. An analysis of the new test by the Catholic Legal Immigration Network suggested that 40 questions out of the original 100 remained unchanged from the previous version. The rest were either reworded or newly introduced. They interviewed in the New York Times an electrician from El Salvador who took the earlier test this year, and he passed with a perfect score. He had been living in this country for 30 years since he had escaped the civil war in El Salvador, and he voted in the United States for the very first time in November. I feel lucky that I got it done, said Mr. Reyes of the changes in the test. He had difficulty memorizing the names of the colonies, he said. The new test requires applicants to name not just three of the original 13 states. The original test said, okay, you've got to name three of the original 13 states. So do it in your head. The obvious answer, Massachusetts, Virginia, Pennsylvania. You want to add Connecticut? You want to add Maine? Maine wasn't one of them. I'm throwing you a curveball. You want to add Vermont? Nah, wasn't one of them. Okay, but you got to memorize five now. Is this a good thing, or is it voting fraud somehow to have people pass the test without knowing five different names of the original 13 colonies? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ask me that in a number of weeks from now.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Thursday when asked about his confidence in Attorney General Bill Barr. the president referring to Barr's comments earlier this week where Barr said there was no, as of yet, widespread voter fraud. The president continues.
He hasn't done anything, so he hasn't looked. When he looks, he'll see the kind of evidence that right now you're seeing in the Georgia Senate.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the ongoing coronavirus outbreak is devastating the United States. The New York Democrat speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday, noting the latest grim milestone in the outbreak.
More than 100,000 Americans were hospitalized. More than 2,700 Americans died, the highest recorded number in a single day since the pandemic began.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show, there are more questions from the citizenship exam that are worth looking at, because some of them go into why to have a political appointees at federal departments recasting something like this in such a fundamental way is a, I think it's problematic, and it's an unnecessary conflict, and we have enough necessary conflicts in the country, but the conflict over the citizenship exam, it seems to me, is profoundly unnecessary. Okay, more questions coming up. And if you want to try to answer the questions, you can contact us at 1-800-955-1776. One thing they ask, and it's the kind of question that I think is so fuzzy that it sounds like it's difficult, but it's not really difficult. It's just fuzzy because there's no clear answer. They say, what is the form of government of the United States? That's a question. That's in the new one of the new questions. And the right answers are either representative democracy, constitution-based federal republic, or republic, which means you have to get those words right. But does that really help make you a more informed citizen? Name one thing the U.S. Constitution does, and the right answer is it forms the government, defines powers of government, defines the parts of government, protects the rights of the people. Okay, those are fairly broad, reasonable answers. But then there's stuff like this. They put in, okay, question 8. Is the president of the United States can serve only 2 terms? Why? Now, this is a matter of opinion, and they don't have the true answer here. Why can the president of the United States serve only 2 terms? Because President Roosevelt served 3 terms. He had been elected to a 4th term, President Franklin Roosevelt. He died early in his 4th term. And there was a general sense that this was a bad idea, that we had always had a 2-term tradition going back to Washington. Washington could easily have won a 3rd term if he wanted, but he thought it was 2 terms was enough to keep us away from a monarchy. And the answers that you're supposed to give according to the citizenship exam, the new test, the new answers, is why is a president can he serve only 2 terms? Because of the 22nd Amendment. All right, that's true. To keep the president from becoming too powerful. That's not really true. It's because that isn't the whole basis for the 22nd Amendment. It doesn't really reduce the president's power. What it reduces is the time that he can hold power, to limit the amount of time that he can serve. And that's a different answer. And yes, it has everything to do with the experience of Franklin Roosevelt when, again, he was the only one to really vary that long tradition that 2 terms was enough for any individual, no matter how great. 1-800-955-1776. So what happens with all of this? What happens with all of this is I think it raises real questions, because there's so many of these questions here, particularly with the newer, tougher questions, that I think it would be very difficult for American-born people to answer. And right now, to be prepared to take the test, applicants must fill out a 20-page application. They then must pass background checks, submit a bevy of documents, and then pass the civics and English tests during an interview. The government moved this year to raise the fees for naturalization, and I misstated it before. These are the actual fees. They raised it from $725 to $1,170. So that's a big raise. And that's not nothing. The federal judge in California, however, blocked the increase in September. And that's part of the constitutional order that I hate, which is, okay, if there is a determination by a federal agency, for a federal judge to interpose his opinion, that, it seems to me, is a very dubious question. The few more questions. They ask, why do U.S. representatives serve shorter terms than U.S. senators? Okay. And why would you say? What they say here is to more closely follow public opinion. And, okay, fair enough. I would express it differently, saying making them more vulnerable to public opinion and to make the House closer to the people. That's why they call the House of Representatives the people's house. But all of this is fascinating. They did with the old questions that were easier, they did a representative sample, and I think this was in collaboration with the Gallup organization, where they selected a representative sample of Americans and they gave them the citizenship test. Do you know how many native-born citizens passed? 1/3. 2/3 didn't. And this is one of those things that, honestly, an emphasis on ethics, particularly at a time like this, we had such an epic turnout. So many people participating in the election. So many people, of the people who voted in this last election, they estimate that about 15% had never voted before. They're brand new voters. And it could be even more than that. And that's a great tribute to politics at our moment in history. Aaron, in Renton, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show.
Well, hey, Michael.
Hey.
Hi. So my wife is a green card holder and not eligible for citizenship yet, but your segment today interested me. I turned up the radio to listen, and I had an issue with the answer to those first couple questions you were talking about. For instance, who does the senator represent? So, I mean, I'm familiar with the 17th Amendment, which changed the way senators were elected slash appointed, but they still represent the state government to the federal government as far as the Constitution is concerned. Am I not correct?
No, not entirely. I think, frankly, I would certainly count that answer as correct if they say they represent the state government. But if a senator is no longer accountable to the state government, in other words, you can't be voted out of your position as a United States senator if a majority of the legislature wants to get rid of you. You can only be voted out as a U.S. senator if you're impeached by your congressional colleagues or if the people of the state vote you out. So
I understand that. And also with the Vietnam question, the correct answer is not fighting communism. The correct answer is supporting the French retaking their colonies who were dealing with a rebellion. So in the end,
No. The French were already long gone. The French were gone in 1954. That was when Dien Bien Phu took place. And we did not come in to support the French. The French were long gone. We did not want to return South Vietnam or North Vietnam to the French. We came in to defend South Vietnam, which was being attacked and undermined from a neighboring country. And it was a country that was being attacked that we were allied with. Aaron, appreciate your call and your perspective, and good for you. Stay informed. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping.
It is a season where people actually count your blessings, and maybe they involve chestnuts roasting on open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Not so much here in the sunny Pacific Northwest, as it's been mostly this week. But one of the blessings that you can help make for yourself involves some very exciting investments. Investments in high tech, this week specifically emphasizing the use of high tech and artificial intelligence and all kinds of new developments to help heal people, to help public health, to help individual health, to help medical treatment. There are startup companies that are offering some remarkably promising technologies that you need to read about. And you can read about them for free. It costs you nothing. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. Our Crowd is a crowdsourced means of funding high-tech startups. It's headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel, and reaches out not only to Israeli high-tech and to high-tech in California and Washington State and around the United States, but also to various companies that arise around the world. I can tell you, even in a pandemic, my brother Jonathan, who runs Our Crowd, is a globetrotter who's right in front of all of this. In fact, you can watch some of him on TV. It's linked to that newsletter you're going to get on CNBC and Fox Business and other stations. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and get their free, completely free, no obligation newsletter to find out about some of what's going on. Some of what's going on went on yesterday. The President of the United States actually didn't deliver a speech yesterday. We played a little bit of it. He released a tape that he had actually made 2 weeks ago about the ongoing election crisis. And one of the things that surprised me is a 46-minute speech. And President Trump began the speech, which was filmed in the White House in front of a presidential seal. And he began the speech by saying it was the most important speech of his life. This is clip 6A.
Thank you. This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote.
Okay, and when he says you have to prove almost nothing, part of what he's talking about is the fact that not every state requires a proof of citizenship. But it is against the law, and you can actually face legal consequences, and people do, if they are not citizens of the United States and they do try to register to vote. They ask you very specifically on those forms that says you must be a citizen. And part of what President Trump talked about, and it was part of the speech was about him and his own victimization by this whole process. Part of it was the charges of voter fraud. There was no new evidence, none, that the White House provided. But he did say this about his own history of being a target of investigations. This is 6B.
And all it's been is a big investigation in Washington, in New York, and any place else that can investigate, because that's what they want to do. They want to take not me, but us down. And we can never let them do that. Everything's been looked at. A friend of mine who's very smart said, you've probably seen more than anybody else. You've probably been investigated more than anybody else. And for you to come out with a clean bill of health makes you probably the cleanest person in this country.
And he then added this about the level of the fraud that he felt that we were facing right now. This is clip C.
All you have to do is watch the hearings and see for yourself. The evidence is overwhelming. The fraud that we've collected in recent weeks is overwhelming, having to do with our election. Everyone is saying, wow, the evidence is overwhelming when they get to see it. But really, it's too late to change the course of an election. It's too late to change the outcome. In fact, there is still plenty of time to certify the correct winner of the election. And that's what we're fighting to do.
Okay, I'm not sure what he's saying there. Is he saying that he agrees that it is too late to overturn? And then he says we are fighting to overturn the results of the election. The problem is in all of the six swing states, the election has been certified. And it's been certified after all kinds of legal attempts by Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and, yes, Lynn Wood. Turns out Lynn Wood, who's been handling these cases in Georgia, is a lifelong Democrat. And the idea of the election being overturned in Georgia, I've really tried to focus on this and tried to do some research. What are they trying to do? And this is very important because the president's going to Georgia on Saturday. He's going to be campaigning for Senator Loeffler and for Senator Perdue, who had this very crucial, tough race that they're undergoing. Newt Gingrich just said that, look, people like some of the president's supporters, some of his legal staff who say people shouldn't vote are wrong. You have to vote. This is crucial. And it certainly is. But what President Trump wants is he wants, apparently, the governor to call a special session of the legislature where the legislature would vote to invalidate the official results of the election. That's after two different recounts, after it's been looked over, hand recount, an additional recount that was just done, and he lost by 12,000 votes. Okay, and then he said this about his legacy. This is clip 6D.
Many very smart people have congratulated me on all we've done. The biggest tax cuts in history, regulation cuts, the biggest in history. We rebuilt our military. We took care of our vets like never before. Space Force and so much more. But then they went on to say, as big and as important as these events were, the single greatest achievement in your presidency will be exactly what you're doing right now. Voter integrity for our nation. It's more important than any of the things that we discussed. If we don't root out the fraud, the tremendous and horrible fraud that's taken place in our 2020 election, we don't have a country anymore.
Okay, the tremendous and horrible fraud, he keeps repeating that. Here's a difficulty. Is you may remember that after the last election, President Trump, for the first time in history, he was the winner. He won. He got elected president. He claimed there was tremendous fraud in the 2016 election, that he actually got 3 million more votes than he was given credit for, and he would have won the popular vote, too. So he called together a commission. The commission operated for 2 years. It was under the chairmanship of Mike Pence, and Chris Kobach, who had been the Secretary of State of Kansas, was supposed to be part of the commission, and it was to look at voter integrity. That's what it was for. And it was to look at all of the evidence that President Trump believed was there, that there had been illegal votes, mostly by illegal immigrants, who cast votes in 2016. It turned out after 2 years of looking, they didn't find anything. And the commission was disbanded without making a report or recommendations or finding any evidence of fraud. Now, if after 2 years he couldn't find it for 2016, and if after all of these weeks and all of this press you can't find that evidence of tremendous fraud right now, it's better, isn't it, for the Republic to prepare to move on and actually to deal with any problems that raise doubts and deal with it in the proper way before an election for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.